You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And I am broadcasting from magnificent Atlanta, Georgia. And guess what? I'm so grateful that you've joined me from all over the world today. If you are listening to this recording, I know that the Spirit of God has attracted you here. And I believe with all of the faith that's on the inside of me that you will receive the answers that you've been praying about. Well, how are you doing? It is simply a beautiful day here in the sweet Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm really excited about my show today, so I'm just going to get right with it. I'm going to be teaching today on write it, see it, and do it. I'm going back to the basics to really help you. It really sort of initially came from my own personal experience this week when for some reason I was a little distracted. And so I'm just going back to the basics with you. But first of all, I'm going to be coaching a young lady live. Remember, I think I've said over the last couple of weeks that if you were interested in recording live with me and me coaching you live, to send me an email, and I put that request out on social media, and this young lady said, "Hey, Constance, I'm interested." So I'm going to be coaching her live. I know generally what she wants to talk about, but I told her I didn't want to know everything because I want to really get the answers from the Spirit. So, are we ready? So, Sarah, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Constance. I'm so excited to be coaching with you live. I'm so excited to be here. I've been listening to you for gosh, at least 5 years. So When you posed the opportunity, I mean, I totally jumped all over that because you're inspiring and amazing and truly a blessing in my life. And I know to others as well.
Thank you. And we're not going to even tell our listening audience what we've been through to even record this show. It would take up the entire show, but we're going to move on. So just explain to me what you want us to focus in on today.
Yeah, so I'd love to get guidance on my career. So I feel like I'm sort of at this fork in the road with my career. I sort of have two choices in front of me, and one is the safe route and one is a huge leap of faith. So that's really what I need guidance on.
Okay. What's the safe route? What are you doing now?
So I'm currently an elementary teacher. So I'm 38 years old. I have three kids. I feel like I've had a few different careers in my life. So I was a fashion designer out of college, which was super fun. And I had my first child and didn't want to go back to work. So I was a stay-at-home mom for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started getting into food blogging, and I was into like vegan, vegetarian foods. And I started a website called Veggie Kids and really, really got into that. I mean, I love healthy food, helping families eat healthy. So that's sort of where that came from. And then when my youngest son was going into kindergarten, I thought, well, I should probably make some money because it was kind of more like a hobby, mm-hmm. you know, making a little bit of money, but I'd say a hobby. So my husband, who's a teacher as well, he sort of encouraged me to go back to school to get a teaching credential. And so I've been teaching for about 3.5 years. But I still have this urge, this desire, this pull to really pour into my business. And I just can't seem to let that go.
Okay. So do you, you did share with me that your teaching contract did not get renewed. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I moved, we just moved out of state and back. And so I interviewed for a new school district and did not make the final cut. And I came out of that interview like, oh, I nailed it. You know, I got every question. Like, I was so prepared. So I was shocked and upset when I found out I didn't make the cut. And then after I, you know, processed that, I thought, wow, maybe this is a real sign that it's time for me to really fulfill my dreams with my business.
Do you love teaching?
No, I like teaching.
Okay. That's a big difference, right? How do you feel about going to work every day? You teach in an elementary school. I've been there and done that. I was not a teacher, but I was a counselor. And you've heard my story where I cried every Monday morning going into work. And I hope you're not, you know, that. Okay.
It was like that at one point, but it's not. It's not like that. You know, I really love the kids. You know, that's what lights me up is the kids. The part that, you know, is not fun is just kind of dealing with the politics of it all and stuff. And I really crave a more flexible schedule. I'm kind of, you know, not loving just being told what to do all the time, I guess. So
I got that. So tell me more about your blogging and your passion for food. Is there a story behind that? Did you discover? Yeah. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, so I had a really big ovarian cyst. So this was after I had two kids, and then I had a pain in my abdomen and found out that it was a big cyst, like tennis ball size ovarian cyst. And so I went to the doctor and they said that they wanted to perform a surgery. And I had already had two C-sections at that point. And I was like, no way is anybody cutting me open again in that region. And so I just started to do a lot of research. I really dove into it, into like healthy foods and like tonics, you know, teas and things that, you know, the theory of you can use plants to heal your body, you are what you eat, and discover that I could actually heal my body. And I did. I healed my cyst completely gone within 2 weeks. And I went back to the doctor and they did an ultrasound. There was nothing there. They couldn't believe it. And that was the proof right there that, you know, what we eat really does make a difference. We can, you know, in some aspect control our bodies. And I was just sold. So I just wanted to spread the word that, oh my gosh, especially moms, you got to, you know, force those kids to eat their veggies even if they don't like it.
Okay. And so your passion, there is power behind your passion when you have that powerful story. I mean, if you could hear your voice, when you listen to this, you will, about when I asked you about working in the school and you said, oh, I like it. But then when I asked you about your business, you're like, oh, yeah. You know, excuse me. So I really get that. And so let me just make a couple of comments. So how much time and effort have you actually put into your business? Talk about that to me.
You know, the last 3 years, I've done a lot. I've really done a lot of work with, I had a coach at one point. I've, you know, done some business school training and have taken it more seriously and had the thought of, you know, if it's a hobby, that's one thing. But if you want to make a business, that's something else. So the last 3 years or so, I've really taken it more seriously. It's just a matter of having the time that I want to really pour into it in order to do what I want to do.
Okay. So let me just tell you a couple of things. There are seasons in our lives, and I'm sure that you have heard me say that before. And just a couple of things. You know, one thing you have to consider is how would this impact my family financially, as far as my time and effort, and whether or not my family would be in agreement with me. And the reason I talked about agreement, you have three children, right? Three boys.
Yes, I do.
So they may have to, they make agreement means, oh, we can't bother mommy right now because she's working on her business, or mommy may not be able to attend this event because there's certainly a sacrifice involved anytime you move into business. Like you say, it's not play, it's really business, and it takes time and effort. So I think that would be the first thing to be considered, the impact that it would have on your family. What would you say that you believe that impact would be if you decided to go just full time, full focus with your business, financially, time and effort and agreement wise?
So, and I have thought about this. Financially, that's the part that really scares me, I guess. I have the fear. I feel like I have a lot of money blocks too, which is probably stopping me from really taking that leap. But, you know, because it's not a guaranteed income, it would affect my family. My husband is supportive, but I would need to bring in my fair share for sure. As far as time, though, I feel like I would have a lot more flexibility and would be able to be there for my kids more and, you know, friendships and just self-care and all that kind of stuff that I really want to do. I wouldn't be so stressed out, I guess, with the teaching schedule.
Yeah, I understand that. And so, you know, you said a leap of faith. I believe that faith can be planned. I believe that faith can be strategic. When I left the school system, I wanted to leave much earlier, but my wonderful mentor, James Power, said, "Oh no, Constance, hold it," because I needed to get some things in my infrastructure in place so that it would not be so stressful for me. Because a lot of people take a leap of faith, but it's so stressful financially, they end up not being creative. I think faith can be planned. I think you can take a leap, but it can be strategic. And so it sounds like that you do have, you know, the support of your family, and financially is usually the reason that people don't make the moves. I'm going to ask you some questions. Have you made a lot of money with your site, with your blogging and with your information? Let me make a point first, because you're sharing a solution. Mm-hmm. You are the answer to some mother's or some parent's prayer. And so I want you to begin to see yourself as a solution. I am providing information and solutions to moms and dads regarding their own health and eating, but also regarding the health and the vitality and the energy of their children. So I want you to make sure that that's your thinking around that. You're not selling anything. You are providing a solution. Do you feel like you think like that?
I think I'm getting there. I think I'm not 100%, but I definitely think I've been working on that one. Yeah. Yeah. And that's a big one. It's you know, So I feel you there. I get what you're
right.
saying.
And so see, it's a big difference when you're like, wow, I'm providing a solution for the world, because we know about obesity. I don't have to tell you the stats on that, the obesity in children. And so that's one great thing. You have a specific niche, and it sounds like it's families and children. So moms are looking for easy and effortless ways to really create and serve their family healthy, nutritious meals. So even me saying that out of my mouth is very exciting, because you can see yourself as a solution rather than trying to sell something.
Right.
Can you see
and
that?
That feels more authentic too. You know, if I remember that I'm serving and I'm just being my more authentic self and using the gifts that God gave me to help others.
Right. And then you're really excited because you have a story behind it. Wow. Yeah. This worked for me, and I've taken the time to do the research and I've put in the time and the effort, and these are some things that can work for you. So I'm going to provide you hypothetically plan A, plan B, and plan C that you can easily implement into your busy schedule and serve, you know, your family, you know, nutritious meals, etc. And so can you see that that's a lot different than selling? And so even when you're on your blog and you're writing your articles, what you're doing is you're providing a solution for the world. People are searching for what you have. They are looking for what you have. I know moms are so busy, but they want to provide really nutritional meals for their children and for their family. So when you come from a place of I am a solution, I'm here to serve and to help, and as I do that, I can bring money into my own life. So do you have a marketing strategy for reaching the moms? I'm just saying moms because usually moms are the ones that cook, or grandmoms, or...
Yeah. No, you're right. My, for sure, the people that I'm reaching are those busy moms that want to feed their kids healthier. So yeah, marketing plan, you know, I don't have a solid marketing plan. I don't.
Okay. Do you have a solid presence on the web? And so this is how I tell people, because, you know, people are going to come to the web to find you. The way that you establish a solid presence on the web is, of course, social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, writing articles on, you know, three easy steps to really prepare a meal in 30 minutes, or telling your story, or contacting podcasters and say, wow, do I have a story that I can tell about how food heal my body and food is my medicine. I think that's the mantra. So establishing that solid presence, because I know that it takes time to establish that presence where people say, oh, that's that lady that's talking about food again. Let me read what she has to say.
Yeah, you know, and I've been better about putting myself out there. I think I was kind of hiding behind it in the past, but I think I need to get more consistent with it. So I think what you're saying is right.
Okay, because before you move in, it takes time, before you move in any business venture on the web, I think that having established a solid presence is really important. And a lot of times people may read something and they may not even respond to it, but if they say, I'm going to try that recipe. So when they see you the next time, then they will respond to the goods and or services that you have available. I mean, if you could do like a 1 to 3 minute YouTube video, because people love videos where you could give them a quick tip. I think that they say that the longest that people really watch videos would be 5 minutes. So if it could be funny, entertaining, informative at the same time, giving them step 1, 2, 3 in order to get, you know, a desired results, those kinds of things. Okay. And I guess, are you willing to put in the time and effort and wait for the financial returns to come? Or can you afford to do that for where you are in your life? Because it usually takes some time to really establish yourself, you know, on the web and in the marketplace. Because the question would be, what does Sarah have that's different? What does she have that blogger F and J and K that they don't have? Why am I attracted and pulled to her more? It may be your story. And so I would tell you what you need to start being consistent, because when you said I need to start being consistent, because business is, there's a verse in the Bible, I think it's Ecclesiastes, and it talks about how there's much time and effort put in your business. And so do you feel that you at this time and at this stage in your life that you're willing to put in the time to really make your business grow?
Yes, I am. I think that my main thing though is my, you know, my day job teaching. So that's how much money comes in. So then for me, it's the tricky part is trying to fit it all in the day.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And so let me ask you something. So do you feel that you could at this time say, I'm just going to let that teaching position go and put all of my time and effort into working my business?
Oh my gosh, that would be my dream. Yes, I would love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I asked you up front, would your family be in agreement with that?
Yeah.
And so you are a teacher. You're out for the summer?
Yes, okay. I am.
I would say to you, I would really, really just advise you to diligently begin to do what I call segmented working in your business. So that might mean 2 hours in the morning, take your boys to, you know, basketball and all of their activities, come back 2 hours, put in the time and effort every day on a consistent basis to get it moving.
Okay.
Because I did take a quick look at it and I was very impressed with the organization of it. I was attracted to it. And I really love the vibrancy of it, et cetera.
Oh,
so I would say to really put in that time. Secondly, after you talk to your husband, do you feel that you should apply for another teaching position? In another county or in another city, that's something you may want to consider. And the reason that I say that is because if it's going to put a financial strain on your family, but on the other hand, you are just putting in as much work as you can during the summer, if you decide to go back, possibly, you would have gotten your business established enough that it could begin to bring in money to you. So most people do it like this. They either stay in their current position and work on their business in the evenings and the weekends, or they just take a leap of faith. And so a leap of faith, you have to know what the price is. So people say, well, God told me to start this business. And I always say where God gives you a vision, where God leads, he provides.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And so strategically, those would be the things that I would begin to say to you. I think you have a great story. You have a great sort of energy. I would even say I would begin sharing this information with moms. How can more moms hear you? How can more moms begin to hear what you have to say? Small women's groups, you know, a women's group at the gym. A business organization, they're always looking for pro bono speakers.
Right.
So you can begin to position yourself where you are just giving. I don't like the word pro bono, but you're really investing in yourself and that will be returned to you. So the question is, how can you begin to put yourself in a position where more people can hear you and see you?
Okay. Yeah.
In person, I would talk to, I don't know if you're a soccer mom, but hypothetically,
I am a soccer mom.
Okay.
And I drive a minivan.
Oh my God.
I am that.
Okay. Okay. So you are around all of these moms. I would begin sharing my story with them. Wow, this business I'm working on because I'm busy just like you are. You're not trying to get them to buy anything. You're just sharing your passion and, you know, have a card and give it to them. You should be talking and sharing about this wonderful idea and this wonderful info that's going to change the lives of women. And that's really going to help make their lives easier. I'm sure that a lot of those soccer moms, you know, they're probably just like so many other moms out there saying, oh, my God, I don't have enough time. I'm feeling overwhelmed. Right.
Yeah.
So with the schedule that you have right now, and, you know, the Bible says, what do you have in your hand? Use that with the schedule you have and the people that you are around. Start sharing your story, start sharing information that you have. I don't know if you have rat cards, but get some rat cards or some business cards. And, you know, not that you're trying to coerce, because when people hear a solution, they don't mind paying for it. And I think, according to your personality, that would work better for you, knowing that you are the solution to somebody's prayers.
I love it.
And so what happens is, even if you choose to still teach, because you are consistently working on your business, you're not just talking about it, you're not just praying about it, you're not just wishing, but you are putting in that time and effort, what you're saying to the universe is that I'm ready.
Yeah.
And so you won't be so bored and you won't feel so, oh my God, what am I doing over here teaching? There's so much creativity in me, because on the other hand, in the evenings and on the weekends, you're going to be really putting in that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that really.
So taking action.
Yeah, taking action. Okay. Do you feel like you've been taking action?
Oh my gosh, yes, I have. Mm-hmm. I have.
And so ask me any questions.
So I am going to use the summertime, just like you were saying.
Uh-huh.
You know, I feel like that's such a blessing that I have that time to sort of test it out and see. I want to see, can I really make enough income to support my family or not? And, you know, it feels like a test to me over the summer. So I just feel like there's I don't know, there's like a money block or something there that is stopping me from really opening myself up to abundance, I guess, in that way.
Well, let me just share with you, because all of us have been taught and we have walked in the vibration of, and most of our experiences have been that we look to our job as our source.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just innate within most people. And so when you don't have that, there's so much fear around that, right?
Right.
You know, and so really most of us don't know God as our source. And so I would say to you, and I'm going to really suggest that you get a book by John Randolph Price. You've heard me talk about it on my show about, you know, the 40-day prosperity plan.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason that I chose him is because he deals with prosperity from the inside out. So, of course, you have a lot of fears. I mean, you have three children, I mean, you know, mortgages, you know, and all the stuff that comes with that. And so if you've been accustomed to looking at your paycheck and that comes from the school system, I get that. But the more you begin to shift and change your consciousness around money, the more you'll be able to gradually release that.
Okay. I'll read that book. I have not read that.
Yeah. And so what would you say your thinking is around money?
I believe that money is good. And I do believe that God is my source. Absolutely. And I just believe that my family and I, you know, we have an abundant, blessed life, but I feel like there's more out there. And when I think about my money beliefs growing up, we were poor. My parents were starving artists. And, you know, I heard a lot, we can't afford that. We never went anywhere. So I feel like I have all that in me, you know, like growing up with those thoughts. Yeah. So,
unless you've changed it, you do.
Yeah.
You know, and the way you change it is to, do you do any affirmations? What you do is you find out the new truth about money. And, you know, one great person is Florence Scovel Shinn. Personally, I think she has some of the most spiritual / affirmations that I've seen around money.
Okay.
And I love what she says. Unlimited and inexhaustible sums of money are coming to me under grace in perfect ways. And I love that, under grace in perfect ways, because under grace in perfect ways means I don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect, but it'll come to you.
Yeah.
Avalanches of abundance and money come to me easily and effortlessly under grace in perfect ways.
Oh, wow.
And I love her. And so I would just say, you see how me just quoting that to you, how that impacted you.
Yes.
So the more you begin to focus in on that new truth, begin to declare it, whether you feel it or not initially. You know, you could take those two affirmations and then say them and ask the Holy Spirit to really get them down on the inside of your spirit. And over time, that will become your new truth, and it will be easier for you to move away from that one source of your job, because really your job is just one channel. God is your source.
Right.
That was one of the most difficult lessons that I had to learn. So can you see that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you could get her PDF of Florence Scovis Shin. She was a bad girl. She was in the 1900s, and she really had it going on. And just Google her and just get some of her affirmations around money. If you did that for 21 days and just begin to say it out loud, I tell people, you don't have to believe truth, but when you speak it, that truth will begin to shift and change your subconscious and your spirit, and then it will become your truth. You know, and so that's what really needs to change on the inside of you. And when that changes, more faith will arise on the inside of you, more courage will arise on the inside of you, and you will be able to say that money comes to me from unexpected people, places, you know, and people, places, I think they say, and things.
It's funny because I'm able to manifest things. I've manifested two houses, not at once, two houses, you know, major things, but it's this money part that I know other people struggle with it too. So,
but see, you have to spend time in changing that truth.
Right. Okay.
So it's kind of like that should be your focus. And when you change that truth around money and abundance, it impacts, because everything is connected. It will impact your ability to really make that move.
Okay.
You know, while I was in the school system complaining my last year, I really began to change my thinking around money and wealth and how money could come to me and big contracts could come to me. Because, see, it's your consciousness on the inside that's really going to attract and bring things to you.
Right.
And so
right.
all of that needs to be changed so that you can attract people to your business. Mm. And they won't even know why. Like, wow. I don't know why I'm buying this menu plan from her.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
okay.
you attract that. So you hear me say every Sunday it's inside out.
Yeah.
So let's give it all we got for the summer. And as you do that, you know, you'll know inevitably what to do. You know, in your intuition and on the inside, you will know the direction that you should take.
Yes, I believe that.
I want you to follow up with me via email or messenger and just kind of let me know what happened. Put in the time and the effort. You have to schedule it. You can't be lazy. You have to be committed to it, no matter how you feel. You know, establish that presence on social media. People are looking for what you have right now. Somebody is praying for what you have. Talk to all these moms that you have an interaction with on a daily basis. You never know who knows who. And then just call and offer your services. I would love to come and speak to your women's group about, you know, what happened in my life miraculously, and how you can begin to eat healthy, how your food is your medicine. Just begin to expand like that and position yourself for success.
Wow. That's like the best pep talk ever, Constance.
Well, you know, so it's more than a pep talk. It's an action plan.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah. So much good stuff.
Can you do that? Will
I
you do it?
I will absolutely do that. Okay. And you have not heard the last of me yet.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Well, we're going to go to these quick commercial breaks, and then I'm going to be right back, and I'm going to be talking about write it, see it, and do it. So stay tuned.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where... For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
That was so much fun, and I really enjoyed working with Sarah. And let me just say this before I start teaching on Write It, See It, and Do It. You know, giving is just such a powerful force. I can't explain what happens when you give, but really things begin to shift and change in your life. And so I want to give you the opportunity to sow into, to give back, and to make a donation to the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. I have a couple of questions for you. Have you ever been depressed and listened to my show and you were really motivated to keep going? Let me see your hands. Okay. What about, have you ever received renewed hope? Or what about shared strategies that have helped you to manifest maybe some wonderful things in your life? Well, all of those are great reasons to really give back. So just wanted to remind you of that. Go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com and, of course, click the red donate button. And I am thanking you in advance. Also, I want to mention my yearly Success from the Inside Out Retreat, August 11th, 12th, and 13th here in Atlanta, Georgia. Would love to work with you up close and personal. Also, while you're on the website, you can take a look at that. And you know that I'm only going to have 30 participants so that I can really create an intimate atmosphere for change. Alrighty, so let's talk about Write It, See It, and Do It. And I'm going back to the basics so that these are three things that you can do. These are three areas where you could just take a look at and say, I need to do more of this, or you can begin to realize I have not been doing this. So I have a question for you. What are you going to do with the rest of your life, or the rest of this month, or the rest of this week, or the remainder of 2017? What are you going to do with the life that you have left? You know, life is so precious, and I just don't want you wandering around and just getting up routinely every day doing the same thing without a plan. So I believe that the primary reason that many people do not get what they want is they do not know what they want. I remember Michael Lozier was on my show. I interviewed him. He's a law of attraction guru, and he said, you know, people keep their minds on what they don't want, and many times it's because they don't know what they do want. And I believe that a major cause of frustration and failure is that many people do not have an aim in life. They're just sort of wandering aimlessly. Here in Atlanta, we have 285, which is a circle that circles the entire city, if you can imagine that. And so many times if you are on vacation or if you don't know the city, I know it happened to me when I first moved here. You're just going around and around, and then you say to yourself, hey, I thought I passed the airport about an hour ago. And so this is just to help you realign yourself. And so the question is, what does success look like for you in your life? And so you don't have to take all of your time trying to figure out how. Well, Constance, I know I want this, but how is that ever going to happen? And I guess the analogy that I want to give to you is that, have you ever seen a target and you throwing a dart at that target? Put the target up first, and then you could determine where you're going to throw that dart. And so you have to decide what you want before the how-tos will be revealed. Everybody got that? So the first thing is write it. Everybody say write it. And you know, there is power in your pen. There is power in taking a pen and writing down your dreams, writing down the vision for your life. Just this week, James Powers, as you know, who is my mentor, he called me and he wanted to make sure that I was on task. He said, Constance, I want you to go and type your dreams, your goals again for 2017. And then I want you to rewrite them. And then I want you to feel each word as you rewrite it and think about it. And you know, that created just a fresh vision on the inside of me. Because where there is no vision, people perish. The Bible says that. It says, write the vision and make it plain. So one way that you can make the vision plain, I believe that one of the basic ways is what? To write down what you desire, because you would never leave where you are until you see in your imagination your future. You have to see it inside before it shows up inside. And writing it down really helps to bring a clear vision of what you want. You know, just a great example of that would be, there was a guy by the name of John Goddard. He was 15 years old. He overheard his dad and another man talking about, wow, I wish I had done this when I was younger. Or I'm too old to do this now, or I shoulda, woulda, coulda done that. And so within that young man's heart, he said to himself, that will not be the way that my life will play out. So he wrote down at the age of 15, 127 things that he wanted to do before he died. He wanted to visit the Pope, travel all over the continent, learn how to fly, etc. So at the age of 60, because he had made the vision plain and had written them down, he had already accomplished 115. And I understand he knows how to fly 48 different kinds of airplane. So what was he doing? By writing it down, he was succeeding on purpose. I think I've shared this before, but it's so good, I'm going to share it again. There was a professor at Virginia Tech, I'm so used to saying Georgia Tech. He did random sampling. He went up to people and said, hey, what's your dream or your goal for your life? And 80% said, man, I don't know. And 16% said, hey, I have dreams, but I've never written them down. And 1% said, yes, I do have written goals, and I review them regularly. Guess what? That 1%, they were millionaires. So writing it down helps you to really see the vision. So vision comes first, and then the how-to will come later. You have to decide what you want before the how-tos will be revealed. Does everybody understand the power of writing down your goals? So your goal for this week is to write down what you desire. You can type it up first, but I want you to do what James Powers had me to do, is to write down your goals. I know Peter Adams rewrites his goals every day. That's so powerful. And then lastly, before I move to see it, you know, it was only when I wrote down $100,000, I was clear about what the amount of money that I wanted, that really $100,000 came to me. I had been thinking about it. I had even been talking about it. Yes, I want to make six figures, but when I wrote it down, I believe that something shifted in my spirit and in my subconscious. So your goal for this week is what? To write down what you desire. Okay, number two, you need to see it or imagine it. We're going back to the three basics. Okay, so we all have dreams, and then once you write down your goals, you need to keep it before your eyes, because what you see continually and what you think about, you bring about. So you keep what you desire for your eyes. Remember when the guy did the random sampling and the 1% said, yes, I have written goals and I review them regularly. That means they were looking at them. Some people might say, yeah, Constance, I wrote down my goals, but they are somewhere in my desk drawer. Let me look, you know, etc. So, you know, whatever you imagine will not be withheld from you. That's what the Bible says. That's what God said. That is so powerful. So what is God saying? Man, if you see something consistently, if you see that goal and imagine that goal, the how-to will be revealed to you and it will not be withheld from you. That is just the power of imagination. A great example of that would be, I remember when I broke my ankle, you guys have heard that story of the guy, my doctor said, oh, you won't ever wear high heels again. I said to myself, honey, he don't know what he's talking about. I had the lady who was helping me. I said, get out my highest heels. And I put them in the bed with me and I put them on my left foot because my right foot was in a cast. Why did I do something like that? Because I need to see myself wearing that shoe, and that's what happened. I know of another person who had open heart surgery, and he told his son, son, go and get my running shoes, and he put the running shoes on the floor so he could see them. Why did he do that? Because he needed to see in his imagination that I will run again, and that's what happened to him. So what would happen if you had a vision of being out of debt? If you could see yourself at your ideal weight, if you could see yourself starting a successful business, if you could see yourself, you know, just really being a change maker in the world. You know, and I read something else about a couple. They were trying to get pregnant. And so the husband went to the mailbox one day, and a company had sent some promotional Huggies. You know, Huggies are these disposable diapers in their mailbox. And so he said, this must be a sign from God. So he took those little Huggies and he put them in his office in a place where nobody could see it. In his desk drawer, I believe. And every time he would pull open that desk drawer, he would see, yes, my child will wear these Huggies. Not those, but, you know, some new ones that they would purchase. I guess about 2 weeks later, out of the blue, and remember, nothing just happens. But because he had been imagining that, an adoption agency contacted him and said, hey, we have twins. Would you like to adopt them? I think it would be a great match for you. And so they had been trying to adopt for years. Nothing had happened. When he began to see it, guess what? Whatever you imagine, whatever you write down and imagine and feel it will not be withheld from you. All right. We're talking about the power of having written goals and keeping it before your eyes. Whatever you behold, you become. Whatever you constantly look at, you become that. You know, Jack Canfield shares a great story. He said before he became famous, he was invited to a theme party. And the theme was the person wanted everyone to come as they desired to be. Whatever they wanted to be within 5 years' time, they were to come dressed like that, talking like that, acting like that, as if they were already 5 years into the future. So they had to dress the part, talk the part, and bring props. So some people, Jack said he took some books, and it says New York Times best-selling author. Another lady clipped out her face and put it on the front of Time magazine. And so for 3 or 4 hours, they were at this theme party, dressing the part, talking the part, and sharing their props. And what happened was their mind and their imagination was flooded that this was already done. wow, I may have a theme party. And so here Jack is now, has been a 11 times a New York Times bestselling author, and the particular lady who had cut out her picture to be on the front of Time magazine, that happened for her. So why did that happen? That happened because vision is so powerful. You know, right now, this very moment, you are seeing something in your mind. So why not choose what movie you want to play continually in your mind? It's your choice. And writing down your goals really helps you to see that. Can everybody see that? So successful people visualize their future. You need to begin to see yourself beyond where you are today. Maybe you have glaring circumstances that are just the complete opposite of what you desire. Take out some time, put on some soft music, whatever works for you, and just begin to see. You don't have to know how. Just see it. Just feel it. What would it look like? And what will it feel like for you to go on an all-expense-paid vacation in the Caribbean, where you could relax and the wind is blowing and you are sitting there drinking a margarita or some bottled water, I don't know, and you can hear the seagulls. I mean, I have my eyes closed just talking about that, and I can literally hear the seagulls. And so take out time from your busy day. And if you're too busy to write down your goals and to really begin to visualize, then you're too busy. I think I read somewhere that most people look at 6 hours of TV daily. And so that means if you do that every day, that's like 15 years glued to your TV by the time you are 60. And so I just want you to take the time to do that. So your assignment for this week is to take 5 minutes to begin living one of your goals, feeling one of your goals like it's already happened. Okay, so whatever that looks like for you, if you're a morning person, I visualize better in the afternoon. So you have to know who you are, what works for you, you know, what flows in your life, etc. All right, so that's step number two. And then lastly, I'm trying to see if there's anything else I want to say about seeing. Lastly, spend more time seeing your future, because thinking and seeing precedes achievement. Wow, that's really powerful. And the last one is do it. So after you write it down, after you see it, you're going to do it. You're going to take action. You're going to get up and get started. And you have to decide what that will look like for you, just like I told Sarah. She said, wow, this is a great motivational moment. I said, no, this is an action plan. Because really what separates winners from a person who's not winning is that a winner always takes action. Make a phone call. Join a support group. Join a business group. Talk to people who are already successful. Don't just go on LinkedIn and send connect. Excuse me. Go on LinkedIn and ask people, wow, you're really successful. I would love to speak to you for 5 or 10 minutes. Okay? And so, you know, Ecclesiastes in the Bible says, a dream comes along with much business and painful effort. Wow, did the Bible say that? So anything that you desire in life, I'm not going to say it's going to be painful, but you're going to have to take action, and it's going to take time and effort. You have to fight for your dreams. You know, Thomas Edison, I think he said, most of life's failures are those who gave up because they didn't know how close they were to their success and that they did not want to put in the effort for their own dreams. I mean, everybody in every company that's been successful, they had to do it. Okay, Pepsi filed bankruptcy 3 times, but they kept doing it. Quaker Oats, they filed bankruptcy 3 times, they kept moving. Henry Ford, bankruptcy 5 times, they kept doing it. How many of you would have said, "Huh, I tried this stuff, Constance. I tried the law of attraction, and this stuff doesn't work. I've seen The Secret 10 times and it's still not working." You know, Walt Disney 7 times, bankruptcy 7 times, but he kept doing. So it's really important that you begin to take action. And maybe you don't know what to do, so maybe ask for what you want. Ask for help. Get some coaching. Get in a mastermind group. Talk to someone who's already been successful. You have not, you know, the Bible says, because you ask not. You know, McDonald's, you know, the food chain, hamburger place, for my international listeners, they train their staff to ask one more question with their order. Guess what it is? "Would you like fries with that order?" And just that one question raised their profit more than $20 billion. So what's the one question that you need to ask? Who's the one person that you need to reach out to? What's the one thing that you need to continually keep doing? And no matter what your past has been, I say that in order to continue moving forward, you need to see your action as an adventure. You know what I mean? Kind of like an adventure that you're exploring, rather than, "Oh my God, I made a mistake." So you need to reframe your thinking around doing, because what you believe, you act on. So God is waiting for you to move. I tell people, stop praying and get up and start doing. Move in the general direction of what you desire. And as you move, as you take action, as you make a phone call, as you ask that question like the McDonald's staff did, as you reach out to others, as you join certain groups, what will happen to you is the entire universe will come and back you. It's like God got your back. But you have to move. God blesses movement. So this week, I want you to take 3 bold action steps. Maybe these are things that you know you should have been doing, but you've been afraid. I want you to do it anyway. Do it afraid. So these are the basic 3. Let's say it together. Write it, see it, do it. And just doing these 3 basic success principles, because remember, success leaves clues. So when you begin to just align yourself by doing these successful principles, things will begin to happen for you. Wow, I'm really excited about it. This is so good. I'm going to listen to this myself. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold. Thank you so much for listening. Tell your friends, your co-workers, your family about the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. Of course, go to loaradionetwork.com. And of course, we have the Law of Attraction magazine, which has great articles that you can read that will empower you. And my email, you know it, constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, you may not feel like it or know it, but you are surrounded by love. God loves you. You know that I am so crazy about you, and I love you. And let's say this together. Today is the best day of my life. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.